From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Department of Homeland Security revealed this week that its investigators had smuggled explosives past screeners and into 15 U.S. airports. The report was delivered to Congress on Wednesday. It raises new questions about the airport screening conducted by the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA. To examine some of these questions, we turn to Josh Romanow. He's an attorney specializing in national security and a partner with Pillsbury Winthrop's Washington, D.C. office. We talked to him just after he passed through the TSA checkpoint at Washington's Reagan National Airport.
Took my shoes off with everybody else, took my jacket off with everybody else, wasn't subjected to a pat-down, but noticed that people are on their toes here. As always, Reagan Airport is certainly one of the airports there where there's been intense focus.
I understand that these investigators were working almost a year ago, that this exercise was conducted at the end of 2003, so the data is almost a year old, but how significant are these findings?
These findings are significant to the extent that they point out that the system isn't infallible, and it certainly is a work in progress, and the TSA has done a good job of reacting to world events and additional security threats and beefing it up its system as necessary. But weapons getting through the system or any threatening devices getting through the systems is unacceptable. And the TSA should push for 100% detection. And if it takes hiring additional staff or it takes recurrent training for current staff, I mean, the TSA was rushed into existence post 9/11. And if this is something that TSA finds as a fault in their system right now, then they have to focus on it.
In the aftermath of September 11, the government installed explosive detection machines in airports across the country for checked baggage. There's been great concern about carry-on baggage. What's changed in that area?
Well, for carry-on baggage, you're starting to see the pilot programs come out on explosive trace detection devices at airports for individuals, and my guess is they're going to expand that and make sure that it includes carry-on bags as well, and as they roll out the system. The ETD focus came about certainly since 9/11, but was even more acute since the Madrid bombings back in March.
ETD.
Yes, explosive trace detection devices.
Why is the TSA not able to check carry-on baggage to screen them for explosives at this point? Why has it taken so long to do that?
Certainly some bags are checked. Some bags are checked as they go through and they are flagged and there is a system in place for that.
Some bags, but not all. Why not all?
I think it's just a matter of time before they all will be as well. Just like individuals are being checked and their belongings are being checked and their garments are being checked. And in fact, now there's a system now to test the tickets, the actual documents that passengers may have been holding for trace detection of explosive. I think that will... It's just a matter of time before it's going to include everything, as more ETD portals are installed at airports.
Josh, thanks for talking to us.
Always a pleasure.
Josh Romanow is an attorney specializing in national security. He's a partner with Pillsbury Winthrop's Washington, D.C. office, and he joined us from Reagan National Airport.